It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman, and we're going to talk about what you need to do, the things you need to be aware of to invest your IRA or 401k in investment real estate. Okay, I'm going to cover, this is going to be a quick hit version of some things you need to be putting down on your punch list, some things you need to be aware of, and some things you need to start working on if you want to get serious about this. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's get this going. All right, first of all, let's talk about this. Number one, that's very easy to do. Very easy to do. Now, I get a lot of emails from partners, investment partners of ours, folks that would like to be investment partners and like to partner with us on properties and own their own apartment community about IRAs. And a lot of times people get bogged down in confusion because, I mean, if you think about it, this should be complicated, right? So I'm going to invest in IRA or 401k in an apartment property. How is that going to work? And it, you can easily start to get bogged down with, oh my goodness, what do I have to do and how do I have to do it? Don't. It is super easy. How do I know? I've got my own 401k and IRA invested in apartment communities. It's very easy to do, and I can tell you there are well over 100 of our partners that have done the same thing. It's easy to do. So keep that in mind and don't let that get in your way of, oh, geez, it sounds too damn complicated. The other thing you want to make sure you understand is it's freaking perfectly legal to do, right? I get people talking to me all the time, can I really do that? Does the IRS allow that? Or, you know, my accountant or my attorney said, no, it's legal. Absolutely legal. I mean, there's only like one or two things you can invest your IRA, and like a handful, maybe there's like gold. Well, no, you can gold. It's like stamps, stamp collections, or like antiques, or art, like precious art. I mean, there's like a few things on there that you can't. I don't know why, by the way, as an aside. Why the hell wouldn't you be able to do that? Who knows? But this is easy and it's legal to do. Okay. But here's the key to this. Okay. Here's the key. The key is you have to find a very good IRA custodian, right? IRA custodian, IRA 401k custodian, right? That's what you got to do. What do? They basically house your money. So they house and administrate your IRA and 401k. So let's just use a quick example. Let's say you've got $100,000 in an IRA sitting in your bank IRA right now. It's in your bank in an IRA account. Let's say it's a CD. Okay. You can take that money out of there, transfer it over to a custodian. Okay. What this custodian will then do is allow you to do what's called self-direct. Okay. Self-direct, and it's exactly what it sounds like. You can now yourself direct that IRA investment to wherever you want it to go. Okay? The custodian allows you to do that. Your bank's not going to allow you to do that. Most of the mutual fund companies and Wall Street behemoths don't allow you to do that because they want to freaking hold on to your money. Right? But there are custodians out there, once your IRA money is transferred to them, will allow you to invest in most anything that is legal, specifically apartment communities. Okay? Apartment communities. I'm going to give you a suggestion on who to contact here in just a second, as far as my recommendation on who you should contact. And by the way, before I give you the recommendation, I don't get a thing for it. They're not paying me money, or there's nothing under the table, or any referral fees, or anything like that. That's not how I work. I want to make sure that you guys get to be able to make as much money as you can, an unbiased opinion of that, right? So it's about getting your money in the hands or in those custodian accounts. Now, when those monies go to those custodian accounts, they just basically sit there in like a money market account, ready to go until you find something to invest in. Hell, if you want, a lot of them have stocks and other mutual fund types of investments that you can park your money in there while you're waiting for that apartment community investment to come up. Pull your money out and buy it. Like money market account, pull your money out and buy it. That's cool. That's really cool and it's really convenient. All right. So, a couple of companies that I would recommend you contact. The first is Midland, right? Midland IRA. All right. All you got to do is just go online, www, just Google, whatever. Okay. I'm not going to go over with all their contact information and all that. You can easily do that yourself. They're very good and they make the process easy, convenient, and they've got very reasonable fees for this. Okay, very reasonable. So, they're your first choice. All right, your second choice I would recommend is Millennium Trust Company. Millennium Trust. Okay, again, just Google them, go online, search engine stuff. You'll find both of these. Okay, why these guys? Millennium Trust and Midland. All right, I'm gonna put them up here and we'll keep them up here. Midland and Millennium. I don't know if I'm spelling Millennium right, but we'll give it a shot. Okay, Midland and Millennium. All right, why them? Experience. Experience with IRAs, with investing in real estate kind of IRA stuff. Because you want somebody that's got experience. You want a company that has experience with this. They've got experience with this. Okay. Number two, their fees, reasonable. Okay. Right. Three, and this is my favorite actually, is customer service. Very good. Okay. Very good. Now, there are dozens and dozens of other custodian, IRA custodian companies that you can get affiliated with to help you invest in real estate. Okay. So, there's a bunch of them. So I'm not saying don't go there. I'm just saying if it's me, there's where you go. All right. So now that we've got that, the next question I almost always get is, and it's a chicken or the egg question. It is, do I find a property first, Darren, then go through the process of transferring monies into a self-directed IRA at one of these custodians possibly? Or do I go through the process of transferring that money now so I've got it teed up and ready to go for when that investment comes up? So what do you think my answer to that would be? By the way, there's no wrong answer. Okay, there's no wrong answer. If I had my way, I would say get that money transferred now. Okay? Get that account set up and transferred now. By the way, it's a paperwork exercise that takes 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a half hour tops. In both of those companies I talked about, I believe, you can go online and just do the stuff online. Okay, pretty easy to do. That's all it is. Okay, so if you've got your IRA money now sitting at XYZ Company, you fill out the paperwork, they go ahead and they suck the money out of XYZ Company, they put it in your custodian account, custodial account, your custodian self-directed account, all right, up there, pretty easy to do. So out of my way, you want to do that. So that's what you want to do first, but don't let that get in the way of a great project. So if you haven't done it yet for some reason, or a really good project comes up, the thing that you want to do is just go ahead and get, you know, be involved in it, right? Subject to getting your money transferred to one of those companies or another company of your choosing. Okay. We have a lot of partners that do this. You know, for some reason, maybe they just haven't gotten around to doing it yet. You know, for whatever reason, it just hasn't been done. So, yeah, because the process takes usually 2 to 4 weeks. Usually. Okay. So, I mean, that's how that's covered, and that's what I recommend you do. Now, let me just go over one more quick thing and let you know. You can do this with any kind of real estate. So you can do it with apartments. Okay, most of what we've got are apartments, and most of our investors have their self-directed account in apartment communities. You can do it with commercial properties, right? So you want to own a, I don't know, a Walmart, a Home Depot, a Walgreens, you name the commercial investment, you can, okay? Shopping center, office building, retail property, a bare piece of ground somewhere, a farm. You want to own a farm, you can do that too. So it doesn't really matter what kind of real estate you want to own. You can invest in any kind of real estate you want. Apartments, commercial, farm. Maybe you want to speculate on a lot. You know, maybe you got a lot in your city or community and it's a commercial lot. Maybe you want to do a little speculation. And obviously the big payoff to all of these is everything comes and is done tax deferred, right? That's why you want to do it. You want those tax deferred income distribution checks to be tax deferred. Once the property sells, that's your biggest cash flow, right? You want that tax deferred. Pretty damn good deal. That's the main reason why you do it. Let me give you a couple of pointers on what not to ever, ever, ever do when it comes to investing your IRA or 401k. And there's really only a couple that I think are like big, big, big no-nos. Number one, personal loan guarantees. Okay? Personal loan guarantees. A lot of times you're going to be looking at buying or getting involved in an investment property, especially if it's an apartment community where there's going to be financing involved. So when we put our partnerships together, our financing is always what's called non-recourse. So what that basically means is anyone that participates does not have to have any kind of guarantee, personal guarantee on the loan. Because conventionally, and this is typical, so this is not atypical, I'm going to tell you, is anytime you get a commercial loan, you have to sign a personal guarantee. So when you go and buy an apartment property, commercial property, whatever, you get a loan from a bank. And this is even if you have an LLC set up. So let's say you've got an LLC set up, you're going to use your IRA in this LLC, and you're going to buy a commercial property or an apartment building, whatever. The banker's still going to hand you this piece of paper, and he's going to say, okay, I need you to sign here. And on the piece of paper, the heading of that's going to be personal loan guarantee. That basically says, look, if everything goes to shit and everything goes to hell in a handbasket, we have to foreclose. We take the property back. And let's say when we take that property back, Mr. Investor, you owe us $500,000. Okay? But we can only sell the property for $300,000. There's a $200,000 difference, right? Guess what? That personal loan guarantee says, guess who has to pay that $200,000 difference? That's right, you do. You do. Okay, so you want to stay away from personal loan guarantees. That's number one. Let's see here, let me grab this too real quick. All right, so that's number one. Okay. That's like the biggie, by the way. That's the biggie. All right. Number two, you want to make sure you're working with a company that has at least quarterly updated reporting. And I'm, you know, of course I would be talking about any like partnership or investment you would decide to get involved in. That's obvious, but you also want to make sure that's the case here too. Because a lot of times what some, and this is what we've discovered, IRA or 401k custodians will do is they will not update this information, even though they're supposed to. Every year they're supposed to. So we've had clients that have been with the same company, none of these two are the companies I'm speaking of, that their values are still what they were years ago. They still think they own old assets when they actually have reinvested in new assets. And why is that? Because they don't keep up with quarterly reporting. quarterly reporting in terms of values. You want to make sure they do, and you want to see that information. Okay? You want to see that information. There's nothing worse, almost nothing worse, than having what you think is a really good investment. You're being kept up to date on it, and your quarterly report showing it's you still got a three-year-old investment that you weren't invested in anymore, and that your value is X when it should be X plus a hell of a lot more. Okay? Make sure they do that, and you can get that information usually online. All right? Those are my two biggies. Okay? And so once you get an idea that is this is something you want to do and you want a little bit more information, you can get in touch with me if you want, and you can request an IRA kit. Okay? I have, just because we have so many investors that do this, we have put together an IRA kit. Just send me an email and just request an IRA kit, and we'll go ahead and we'll get everything attached to the email. We'll send it to you to get the process started. In that IRA kit email, we've got some information that I've covered here today, as well as information on some of the companies that we recommend and some other information that we think can be pretty darn helpful for you. All right, so if you want to start getting serious about it, and rather than bumbling around on your computer and trying to figure stuff out, and request our IRA kit, and this will go a long way in helping you out and getting things going for you to eventually own your own apartment community with your IRA, or maybe other commercial property as well. Who knows, right? So, appreciate your time today. Hopefully this information has been helpful to you. Get in touch with us to get your IRA kit. My contact information is all over the place, so you should not have a trouble getting in touch with me. Get in touch with me, and we'll make sure we get this IRA kit sent to you. All right? Take care, everybody. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.